Questions 31 to 35. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the second talk.
Listen to a radio announcement. The return of hot, windy weather over the weekend has fire authorities in Colorado on alert, as the bushfire threat is too close for comfort. In fact, there are still nearly 100 fires burning across El Paso County, which even threatened the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado Springs. Fire Chief Rob Rogers with the Colorado Springs Fire Department has informed us that we are going to be faced with some very difficult conditions tomorrow, particularly in the southern part of the county where we have already got substantial fires. We are looking at temperatures in the high 90s, very low humidity, and winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour. Any new fire tomorrow has the potential to threaten property and might be beyond the ability of fire services to suppress. So you absolutely need to be vigilant tomorrow. You need to know what you're going to do if fire threatens your property, have a bushfire survival plan, and above else, if you see a fire unattended, report it to 911 immediately. Potentially, you may even have to evacuate. In that case, it's quite likely you'll be contacted through the emergency alert telephone system. But it's important that you do not wait to rely on something like that. You need to be actively seeking out information, be it TV, radio, internet, making sure you seek out information all the time, because if you sit and wait to be told what to do, the warning may come too late. And if any of you listening out there are interested, the Colorado Springs Fire Department is interested in recruiting volunteers. They can be contacted on 345.
Now you'll hear the second talk again.
Listen to a radio announcement.
The return of hot, windy weather over the weekend has fire authorities in Colorado on alert, as the bushfire threat is too close for comfort. In fact, there are still nearly 100 fires burning across El Paso County, which even threatened the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado Springs. Fire Chief Rob Rogers with the Colorado Springs Fire Department has informed us that we are going to be faced with some very difficult conditions tomorrow, particularly in the southern part of the county where we have already got substantial fires. We are looking at temperatures in the high 90s, very low humidity, and winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour. Any new fire tomorrow has the potential to threaten property and might be beyond the ability of fire services to suppress. So you absolutely need to be vigilant tomorrow. You need to know what you're going to do if fire threatens your property, have a bushfire survival plan, and above else, if you see a fire unattended, report it to 911 immediately. Potentially, you may even have to evacuate. In that case, it's quite likely you'll be contacted through the emergency alert telephone system. But it's important that you do not wait to rely on something like that. You need to be actively seeking out information, be it TV, radio, internet, making sure you seek out information all the time, because if you sit and wait to be told what to do, the warning may come too late. And if any of you listening out there are interested, the Colorado Springs Fire Department is interested in recruiting volunteers. They can be contacted on 345.
Question 31.
What is the purpose of the announcement?
Question 32.
Why will conditions be very difficult tomorrow?
Question 33.
What will citizens have to do tomorrow?
Question 34.
How can a volunteer contact the Colorado Springs Fire Service?
Question 35.
Why does the speaker use the phrase,
"The bushfire threat is too close for comfort"?